And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Well, here we are a week into our early voting and less than a week before our primary, and I'm glad to tell you I have voted. For those of you who have not voted, here's a little advice. Pack a lunch if you're going to wait until March 15th to vote. We are now required to bring a photo ID and present it to the volunteers who will be working the polls. Please make sure your address matches exactly. If your license states you live on 123 Mary Jones Road and you're registered on 123 Mary Jones Court, you will have to be verified by someone. This will be a small inconvenience for you, but think of the voter standing in line. How many will be questioned behind you? Well, my address is matched. The worker looked up from my photo ID and said, "Well, that's you," and placed it on her computer, then asked me my last name. That's right. She had my information from my state-issued driver's license and still asked me who I was. I pointed to my ID that I was required to provide and asked her why I had to give my name. She produced a book from the desk and informed me that it was the law the General Assembly required her to ask, and she had to ask everybody their names, addresses, even after receiving the photo ID. I was told because someone could come in with a fake ID claiming to be you and use your address, so you have to prove who you claim to be. The book was about an inch thick and must have covered many more questions than mine. Now, this did take more time because I asked several questions, but the main reason is to drag out the process, have voters standing in longer lines, in fewer places, and most will just give up and walk away. But be prepared before you vote. Go to the State Board of Elections website, check your name, address, and where to vote. If they don't match or if you have registered wrong, take proof of your address. The website will tell you what will be accepted. Have a sample ballot filled out so you will know where the candidates are located that you wish to vote for. Don't get mad. Just vote. And this is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.